Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Jabari Lyles about dancing without fear.
The year is 1996, and I am 6 years old, and I'm in first grade, and I live with my mom and my dad in a little apartment in Glen Burnie with my little sister and my little brother. And I grew up with a family with a lot of really good values, manners, and respect, but we also were Jehovah's Witnesses, which I'm sure I don't have to tell you what that is if you're home on a weekend morning enjoying breakfast and someone offers you a mini magazine. I don't know. So I always grew up with a lot of rules and boundaries, and I was always receiving messages about how I should navigate the world, particularly as a young black boy. How I should act, how I should talk, how I should walk, how I should move my hands, how I should move my hips, how my voice should sound. And I got these messages not only from my family, but from friends and from peers. I remember around this age, a kid pulled me aside on the playground and said, "Hey, are you gay?" And I did not really know what that word meant, but I knew to say no. So I already knew that whatever that was not something good to be, and the world might not be safe for you if you display clues that you might be different in any way. So anyway, it's 1996, and we lived in a small apartment on the ground floor where you could see right out of the balcony. And it was a tradition in my family to dance and sing and clean around the house. And this particular day, my grandmother was over, and the song Fantasy by Mariah Carey comes on. That, give me your love, give me your love, you know that song. I loved that song, and I remember there was a lyric that really stood out to me even at that age, which was, "I'm in heaven with my boyfriend, my laughing boyfriend." And at that age, I had no idea what a boyfriend was, but for some reason, I really connected to the emotion in that lyric, and I thought, what would it be like to be in heaven, no beginning, no end? And so that song comes on, and we turn it all the way up, and we start to dance. And of course, dancing was a time where I guess I kind of pressed up against the boundaries a little bit. And one thing led to another, and we all flipped our shirts so that they resembled bras. And it was myself, my sister, and my grandmother. And yes, my grandmother. She's a hoot to this day. And so we all are dancing and our shirts are flipped. And I remember looking around at my sister and looking around at my grandmother. And this time no one said, "Jabari, don't do that." And that was important. But I think that what was even more important is this was one of the first times where I didn't care. And I just danced. And I danced to that song, and we had our shirts flipped. And then it just so happened that as we looked out of the balcony, a gathering of boys from the neighborhood were looking into our apartment. Now, to any other six-year-old, this would be horrifying. But for some reason, in that moment, it was empowering. And I thought, wow, even at that young age, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And there are no rules, and there are no boundaries. And I can dance to this song and love it. And if those boys are watching, then there might be something up with them. And I absolutely loved it, and I just continued to live in my truth. The song went off, and then my dad comes in from work. And for some reason, the memory stops there. I don't know why. I don't know if something bad happened or maybe that small moment of bliss was really the only little piece that I wanted to hang on to. So I continued to live in my truth, and 10 years later, I came out to my parents as gay, and that was cool. And I noticed that my high school did not have a GSA, a Gay Straight Alliance, and this was around 2006. And I said to my parents one day, I said, "You know what? I want to start a GSA. I want to start a Gay Straight Alliance in my school." And I explained to them what that was, and they said, "No, you can't do that." And again, here I am, you know, experiencing and trying to live in my own identity. And here I am getting, again, "No, you can't do that." And I was a very obedient kid. I did not do what my parents did not want. I always listened to them. But I remember thinking, this is something that I absolutely have to do. And this is also not a criticism on my parents or my family. I know that they accessed the resources and the knowledge that was available to them at that time to keep me safe. And there were all sorts of things at play, such as racism and patriarchy and slave mentality and toxic masculinity, that made them tell me you can only exist in the world a certain way. Well, that was all well and good, but I started the GSA anyway. And my parents found out, and they knew that it was the right thing to do, and they ended up being really proud of me. That GSA is actually still up and running. I get to visit it sometime, which is really great. That's Towson High School. Thanks. So fast forward 10 more years, maybe 13 actually, because it was recently, and I have this great job at the mayor's office where I'm able to push Baltimore forward for the LGBT community. And Baltimore Magazine calls me and they say, hey, we want to do a photo shoot and an interview with you in the issue for the Faces of Pride, because it's the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. And I thought, oh, wow, that's so cool that you would even call me and choose me to do that. And I remember thinking, well, I'm going to be very visible, not only to adults in the community, but particularly young people who are turning the pages and are wondering, who is working in my city government to advance my life? And I thought, this is my chance to really show that we don't have to conform to one idea of what the world thinks that we could or should or have to be. So for me, that was kind of a little coming out experience, because I decided to wear some clothing that was a little bit more gender nonconforming. This is the outfit that I wore for the photo shoot. And it was my first time shopping at a women's clothing store, first time wearing earrings that my mom tries to steal. And for me, my pronouns are he and him, and I identify as a man. But all my life, I've been pushing up against the idea of what it means to be a man and how masculinity can show up in all these different ways. And I guess I'm still doing that today. And I started it when I was 6 years old dancing to Fantasy. So thanks.
That was a Stoop Story from Jabari Lyles, former director of LGBTQ affairs for the Office of the Mayor, about founding the Gay Straight Alliance at Towson High School. You can listen to more Stoop Stories by checking out the Stoop Storytelling Series podcast, hosted on WIPR's podcasting platform, Your Public Studios. The next live Stoop show will be October 24th at Center Stage. The theme is Tales from the Crypt, stories that shiver your spine and boggle your brain. And on November 3rd, the Baltimore Museum of Art will host the Stoop show, Movement in Every Direction, Stories about Modern-Day Migration. We have ticket information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Glad you're with us on the record. Hope your weekend flashes rainbows amid the rain.